For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Vice President Joe Biden is in Memphis today, and no, not part of any presidential campaign. He's drawing attention to a very non-public piece of Memphis industry, freight terminals. A small part of the 2009 federal stimulus package, to the tune of $105 million, was dedicated to increasing freight train volume through Memphis. And joining us to talk about that today is Vice President Joe Biden. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
You know, it's probably a good day when the vice president visits your local train yard. I'd like to ask you, you know, what is the big success story here?
The big success story here is that we're taking a late 19th century, early 20th century rail system and turning it back into a 21st century system. When we passed the Recovery Act, since then, Memphis has added 38,000 jobs, not all because of the Recovery Act. These intermodal facilities, meaning rail, highway, and ports, they significantly increase economic output. The Total Recovery Act infused over $300 million in funds to support this entire project.
Now, job creation during the recession was obviously the big selling point 7 years ago. But today, you know, you could read this as an environmental impact project, you know, reducing carbon emissions.
Oh, you could, because...
Right. Well, has that part of it become more relevant over the last 5 years, maybe?
Well, it has become more relevant. For example, when this crescent is completed going through Memphis, it's expected to take thousands of trucks off the highway. The estimates from the Department of Transportation are it will save 170 million gallons of gasoline per year, and it's going to reduce carbon emissions by up to 2 million tons per year. And one of the biggest problems is highways are increasingly clogged by major trucking interests. Highway congestion cost American commuters $101 billion in lost productivity and wasted gasoline.
How do you think building projects like these reflect our current state of the union and where we're heading as a country?
Well, unless we significantly increase the tempo, we're heading down, not up. But here's the good news. For every dollar we put in, it brings in $4 off the sidelines. But it also creates a gigantic opportunity for us, an opportunity to improve the caliber of our and quality of our life, at the same time generating real jobs and long-standing jobs. That's what built America in the first place.
Vice President Biden, you know, Memphis is not just a transportation hub. It's also a healthcare hub. And I wanted to ask you quickly about this other large investment that you're involved in right now, the $1 billion for cancer research. Obviously, that's very important to us here. I wonder if you see this fight against cancer an infrastructure question, which is to say, you know, building up a good network of research, or is it more of a question of genius, you know, kind of creating this sort of Manhattan Project to build the bomb that finally kills cancer?
You asked the exact right question. It's 85% the former and 15% the latter. Let me give you an example. Right now, one of the things that I am trying to get a consensus for, and it's beginning to shape up, you have some of the great hospitals in the world in Memphis. Part of the problem is they generate stovepipes of data. And so that's why you're going to hear more and more my getting people to talk about big data. Use that big data and supercomputing capability to narrow down what works and what doesn't work, saving people's lives, turning some cancers into chronic diseases, and improving the life expectancy considerably of the vast majority of cancer patients.
A lot of people watching the primaries right now are probably wishing that you had decided to run for president. And I wonder if there's just one issue that makes the candidate in you really want to speak out.
Look, I am not going to pick a candidate any more than I did between Barack and Hillary the last time when I got out of the race. I waited till it was over, and we had a nominee, and that's when Barack asked me to join him, but I talked to Hillary regularly during that campaign. I talked to Barack regularly during that campaign. I'll do the same with both Bernie and Hillary. but I'm not taking a position until the Democrats choose somebody. But I am going to speak out. I am confident. We are at the beginning of an enormous renaissance in America. We are better positioned than any country in the world to own the 21st century. If we just get out of our own way, trust the American people a little more. They know we can do so much more. So part of this is an attitude about how much faith I have in the American people. Give them half a chance. They have never, 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 ever let their country down.
Vice President Joe Biden is in Memphis commemorating the 7th anniversary of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for taking the time with me.